Chapter 4. The Flying Stars.
"The most beautiful crime I ever committed," Flambeau would say, in his highly moral old age, "was also by a singular coincidence my last. It was committed at Christmas. As an artist, I had always attempted to provide crimes suitable to the special season or landscapes in which I found myself, choosing this or that terrace or garden for a catastrophe, as if for a statuary group. Thus, squires should be swindled in long rooms panelled with oak, while Jews, on the other hand, should rather find themselves unexpectedly penniless among the light and screens of the Café Riche. Thus, in England, if I wish to relieve a dean of his riches, which is not so easy as you might suppose, I wished to frame him, if I make myself clear, in the green lawns and grey towers of some cathedral town. Similarly, in France, when I'd got money out of a rich and wicked peasant, which is almost impossible, it gratified me to get his indignant head relieved against a grey line of clipped poplars, and those solemn plains of Gaul over which broods the mighty spirit of Millet. Well, my last crime was a Christmas crime, a cheery, cosy, English middle-class crime, a crime of Charles Dickens. I did it in a good old middle-class house near Putney, a house with a crescent of carriage drive, a house with a stable by the side of it, a house with the name on the two outer gates, a house with a monkey tree. Enough, you know the species. I really think my imitation of Dickens's style was dexterous and literary. It seemed almost a pity I repented the same evening."
Flambeau would then proceed to tell the story from the inside, and even from the inside, it was odd. Seen from the outside, it was perfectly incomprehensible. And it is from the outside that the stranger must study it. From this standpoint, the drama may be said to have begun when the front doors of the house with the stable opened on the garden with the monkey tree.